Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, January 5th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. At CES in Las Vegas, Sony announced that the electric vehicle it is making with Honda will be called Afeela. A-F-E-E-L-A, and the first pre-orders will begin in the first half of 2025, with sales to begin the same year and shipments to North America to come by spring 2026. Sony also says it's working on an accessibility controller kit for the PlayStation, codenamed Project Leonardo. It has a circular gamepad around which you can reposition buttons and the joystick. Users can map functions to the various buttons and save up to three configurations. No word on a release date. Sony also showed some sneak peeks at the Gran Turismo movie that's being directed by Neil Blomkamp. That's coming to theaters August 11th. And Sony says it has sold 30 million PS5s. And the PS5 shortage is over. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy wrote in a memo that the company will eliminate approximately 18,000 jobs in the Amazon stores and people, experience, and technology organizations starting January 18th. Jassy said he was sharing the news because, quote, one of our teammates leaked this information externally. It was reported in the Wall Street Journal. Apple is selling audiobooks narrated by a digital algorithm, with the narrator listed as Apple Books. Apple is accepting submissions for literary, historical, and women's fiction to be converted, with more categories to come. Authors can choose from four voices so far. Sopranos Madison and Jackson are trained to read romance and fiction, while baritones Helena and Mitchell are trained to read self-development and nonfiction. NOLA.com reported Monday that a 28-year-old black man was arrested in DeKalb County, Georgia, and jailed for 6 days at the end of November because of mistaken facial recognition. The Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office in Louisiana issued the arrest warrant on charges of theft because of a facial recognition match. The arrested man had a mole on his face, which eventually led to the police admitting he was not the same man as the thief they saw in video footage. Jefferson Parish sheriffs have not commented on the case. AMD announced the 7600, 7700, and 7900 CPUs that cost respectively $229, $329, and $429. If you compare those to CPUs with the same numbers but an X after the model number, these new ones have lower 65-watt TDPs and slightly lower clock speeds, as well as bundled CPU coolers. They're a little cheaper, too. All three are available January 10th. On the other end of the price scale, AMD announced three Ryzen 9 3D V-Cache processors. These add a 3D to the model number, the 7800X3D, the 7900X3D, and the 7950X3D. Compared to the versions without the 3D, these have an extra 64 megabytes of L3 cache stacked on top, hence the 3D in the name. That helps improve game performances. No prices yet, but they're coming in February. Get ready for the benchmark comparisons to Intel's Core i9-13900K. And AMD had a couple other announcements. They announced new laptop Ryzen 7000 CPUs. The 7045HX series, they call Dragon Range, is for high-end gaming and workstation laptops. They're essentially reworked desktop CPUs, but in a laptop. The 7040HS Phoenix series is a Zen 4 CPU combined with an RDNA 3 integrated GPU on a 4-nanometer process. These come with a dedicated AI engine on board, which is something Intel will not get until its Meteor Lake chips come later this year. AMD is also promising RTX 3060 level performance on laptops that use its new Radeon RX 7600 MXT GPUs. There's also a slightly less powerful 7600M coming as well. New Alienware M18 and M16 laptops will both be available with these new GPUs. Bruce Schneier reports the Chinese researchers have published a paper detailing a method for using a quantum computer to break 2048-bit RSA. The researchers found a workaround that lets them factor a large key size like that on a quantum computer with 372 qubits. Current quantum computers are approaching that range, and Schneier notes that the IBM Osprey is already a 433-qubit computer. Now, the paper relies on a factoring method described in a paper by Peter Schnorr that's a little bit controversial and appears to fall apart at large sizes, like those needed to factor 2048-bit RSA. So the method may not work in practice. Schneier points out that IBM has the means to test that. Francis Senil has fined Apple 8 million euros for not obtaining user consent prior to using identifiers to display ads in the App Store in iOS 14.6. The identifiers are used for other personalization functions as well. Apple disagrees with the decision and will appeal. Samsung announced the SmartThings station that acts as a Matter and Thread-compliant smart home hub, aka a border router if you know Matter very well, while also providing, here's the part that you'll be interested in, 15 watts of wireless charging. So it's a little charging puck that's also a Matter rub. Galaxy smartphones and earbuds will get fast charging from it too. It's a flat square device with a button that you can use to trigger SmartThings scenes, and it also supports Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and Z-Wave. It'll launch in Korea first, then follow in the U.S. in February for $60 or $80 with a USB-C adapter. So $60 or $80 with that adapter. Amazon announced Matter over Thread supports coming to the Echo and Eero devices this spring, at least all of them that can support it, and expand to Amazon's smart home devices as well. Amazon's Alexa app for iOS will be updated then. Google, Apple, and Samsung already have support for Matter and Thread, so once Amazon updates Matter, the Matter system will finally be fully cross-platform. Amazon had a couple of other announcements at CES as well. The Ring Car Cam has been kicking around for about 2 years, and it's finally going on sale. The camera records inside and out of the car and can detect motion and events, as well as respond to one voice command to record. It attaches to the car's OBD2 port for power. The Ring Car Cam goes on sale January 5th for $250, shipping February 15th. Amazon also uses devices like Echoes and Ring to create a low-bandwidth mesh network called Sidewalk for connecting small IoT devices. Tile trackers, Level smart locks, and Care Band senior systems use that system. Amazon announced Wednesday that sensors from Broen and New Cosmos, Meshify, and Deviceroy's Aria solar power sensors are joining Sidewalk as well, with more to come. Amazon's also going to open Sidewalk to developers later this year. Sherlyn Lowe told us about Displace TV on Daily Tech News Show on Wednesday. Displace TV is showing off their 55-inch 4K TV with wireless video transmission. It's a less than 20-pound screen powered by hot swappable batteries, and you can attach it to any surface with suction strips. A pop-up camera in the TV lets you control it with gestures. You can also use an app. And it uses the same kind of technology that was used in the Microsoft Kinect to read those gestures. You can use multiple screens together in sync as well. The Displace TV will ship later this year for $3,000, and it's taking reservations now with a refundable deposit. Chalkbeat New York reports that the New York City Department of Education has blocked access to ChatGPT on its networks and devices to prevent students from using it for cheating. Children can request access to the site if they have a legitimate reason to study it for a school-related project. Finally, BMW revealed a prototype for the iVision D concept car Wednesday. That's D-E-E. It has e-ink panels that let you change the color of the car. They have 32 choices of color. A voice assistant called D, D-E-E, for digital emotional experience that lets drivers interact with the car by voice. One way to interact is through a heads-up display, and that display can be controlled by a mixed reality slider. Many of the features in this concept car will make it into BMW's next platform coming in 2025. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, please subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.